Thank you for calling the Dial a Story hotline. This is The Man Who Loved Flowers by Stephen King.
Sure you do. What did they say?
Well, what do you think?
I'm gonna tell you what I think. Hey, advice is still free, isn't it?
The young man smiled and said, I guess it's the only thing left that is.
You're damn tootin' it is, the flower vendor said. Okay, my young friend, if the flowers are for your mother, you get her the bouquet. A few jonquils, a few croquets, some lily of the valley. She don't spoil it by saying, oh, Junior, I love them. How much do they cost? Oh, that's too much. Don't you know enough not to throw your money around?
The young man threw his head back and laughed. The vendor said, but if it's your girl, that's a different thing, my son, and you know it. You bring her the tea roses, and she don't turn into an accountant. You take my meaning? Hey, she gonna throw her arms around your neck.
I'll take the tea roses, the young man said, and this time it was the flower vendor's turn to laugh. The two men pitching nickels glanced over, smiling.
Hey, kid, one of them called, you want to buy a wedding ring cheap? I'll sell you mine. I don't want it no more. The young man grinned and blushed to the roots of his dark hair. The flower vendor picked out 6 tea roses, snipped the stems a little, spritzed them with water, and wrapped them in a large cone spill. Tonight's weather looks just the way you'd want it, the radio said. Fair and mild, temps in the mid to upper 60s. Perfect for a little rooftop stargazing if you're the romantic type. Enjoy, Greater New York, enjoy. The flower vendor scotch-taped the stem of the paper spill and advised the young man to tell the lady that a little sugar added to the water she put them in would help preserve them longer.
I'll tell her, the young man said. He held out a $5 bill. Thank you. Just doing my job, my young friend, the vendor said, giving him a dollar and 2 quarters. His smile grew a bit. Give her a kiss for me.
On the radio, the Four Seasons began singing Sherry. The young man pocketed the change and went up the street, eyes wide, alert and eager, looking not so much around him for the life ebbing and flowing up and down Third Avenue as inward and ahead, anticipating. But certain things did impinge. A mother pulling a baby in a wagon, the baby's face comically smeared with ice cream, a little girl jumping rope and sing-songing out her rhyme. Betty and Henry up in a tree, K-I-S-S-I-N-G. First come love, then comes marriage, here comes Henry with a baby carriage. 2 women stood outside, smoking and comparing pregnancies. A group of men were looking in a hardware store window at a gigantic color TV with a 4-figure price tag. A baseball game was on, and all the players' faces looked green. The playing field was a vague strawberry color, and the New York Mets were leading the Phillies by a score of 6-1 at the top of the 9th. He walked on carrying the flowers, unaware that the 2 women outside had stopped talking for a moment and watched him wistfully as he walked by with his paper of tea roses. Their days of receiving flowers was long over. He was unaware of a young traffic cop who had stopped the cars at the intersection of 3rd and 69th with a blast on his whistle to let him cross. The cop was engaged himself and recognized the dreamy expression on a young man's face from his own shaving mirror, where he had often seen it lately. He was unaware of the 2 teenage girls who passed him going the other way as they clutched themselves and giggled. At 73rd Street, he stopped and turned right. The street was a little darker, lined with brownstones and walk-down restaurants with Italian names. 3 blocks down, a stickball game was going on in the fading light. The young man did not go that far. Half a block down, he turned into a narrow lane. Now the stars were out, gleaming softly, and the lane was dark and shadowy, lined with vague shapes of garbage cans. The young man was alone now. No, not quite. A wavering yowl rose in the purple gloom, and the young man frowned. It was a tomcat's love song, and there was nothing pretty about it. He walked more slowly and glanced at his watch. It was 7:45, and Norma should just... Then he saw her, coming towards him from the courtyard, wearing dark blue slacks, a sailor blouse that made his heart ache. It was always a surprise seeing her for the first time. It was always a sweet shock. She looked so young. That was The Man Who Loved Flowers by Stephen King. For past recordings, check out our website at kirkwoodpubliclibrary.org.